Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Shamita Basu, in for Allison Stewart. It's 2019, and for some reason, many people still have a really hard time talking about periods. You know, that time of the month, the Crimson Tide, Shark Week, Moon Time. There are so many code words just to avoid saying it, but our next guests don't need those code words. In fact, they're trying to end period stigma one podcast episode at a time. This year, NPR launched a student podcast competition challenging students with the help of a teacher to create their own podcast about whatever they want. And a group of eighth grade girls at Bronx Prep Middle School decided that what they really wanted to talk about were periods, especially since it seemed like most students and even many teachers felt nervous coming near the subject. So let's take a listen to part of the podcast that they made with the help of their teacher, Shataz Hawk. It's called Shh, Periods.
Women use about 5,000 code words to talk about periods in 190 countries. Still, many parents feel uncomfortable discussing periods in their own languages because older generations feel self-conscious about the menstrual cycle.
And I was at my aunt's house, and my aunt was like, "Are you sick?" And I was like, "No." And then she looked at my private area, and she's going, "Are you sick?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah." Like, she couldn't even say the word menstruation, because we do have a word for that in Spanish, but she couldn't even use it. And that's why it also made me confused, because it's not right, because she should be able to just say menstruation. It's not a bad thing, or it's not supposed to make me feel shame.
NPR named Shh, Periods the first place winner in the middle school category, and the girls have received an outpouring of support from people saying they appreciate how they got real about bleeding through your clothes, the embarrassment of asking for a tampon during class, the unfair pink tax on feminine hygiene products, and the work that should be done to end the stigma around periods. So here to tell us more about it are Bronx Prep students Kathleen Restitujo, Raizel Febles, and along with their teacher, Shataz Hawk. Hi, all of you. Welcome to WNYC. Thanks for joining us by phone.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So since there's so many of us, I'm going to call you out one at a time, but if anyone wants to talk, just say your name first and jump in. Kathleen, why don't you start? How did your group come up with the idea for this podcast? Why did you want to talk about periods?
Well, at first we weren't going to do this. We weren't going to do this topic. We were going to talk about a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. But then one day, Raizel came in and she had a story, her and Lizzie, about how a teacher made a big deal about a pad. And we were all fuming, and we were all talking about different stories that we had where we experienced similar things because of periods. And then the talk was just like, oh, this is a good topic, because we can all talk about it, and it's like and there's a taboo around it, and then we just kept going with that.
So, Raizel, this was based on an experience that you had, not with another student, but with a teacher?
Yeah, it was a really awkward experience, like in the middle of class.
And what exactly happened?
Well, I kind of needed a pad, like in the middle of one of my periods. And I looked over to my best friend, and I was like, can I, like, pass me a pad? And I was trying to, like, signal her and, like, whispering to her. And I guess the teacher thought we were passing notes or something. And then when she finally saw what was in Lizzie's hand, she was like, oh, I'll pass it. But then the way she passed it, like, the whole class was able to see it. And then all the boys were just, like, making faces and calling me names. And then when I finally got up to actually go use the bathroom and grab the pass, it was, like, one of the most awkward experiences I had.
So, Shataz Hawk, you are their teacher. What did you think of the idea for this podcast when your students approached you with it?
Actually, it was the other way around, because they were talking about what had happened in class, and they were so animated and so worked up, and the injustice of it all, because I could resonate with that, having been in their position. So I, after 2 months of brainstorming, I said, why don't we just talk about that? So that's how we ended up talking about periods.
And so what kind of advice did you give to them when they first started working on this project and wanting to turn it into a podcast?
Well, the first thing we had to do was Google what was a podcast. So we had to start with that.
Sure. Good starting point.
We had to figure out, you know, how do you script a podcast? We went through a lot of iterations of recording, editing. We had never used Audacity before. We were editing up to the last date that we could have submitted, which was March 30th, and Kathleen and I were staying late after school, and we're like, what does this arrow do? We don't know. Why is it so loud? And then as we were submitting, I got the girls together, and we did a huddle, and I said, you know, I don't want you to get disappointed if we don't win, because we're up against a lot, and we are clearly the underdogs. And then obviously that was not true.
So, Raizel, how did you all decide that you wanted to and were willing to share some very personal period stories in this podcast and sort of mix it with some research?
It was kind of like something that we wanted to shed light about. And then there was like a bigger idea to it too, because it wasn't just something that affected people in like our school. It affected our community too, because if someone where the place we live, it's like we have a high rate of poverty and stuff. So we kind of wanted like to shed light that this is a real problem and it's something that we wanted to be changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're talking about your neighborhood in the Bronx.
Yeah.
So tell me, Kathleen, maybe you can talk about this, but what was something that you were initially embarrassed to talk about on the podcast? And do you still feel a little bit embarrassed after you shared it, or no?
Well, at first I was embarrassed about the topic because, like, my first experience with my period was really embarrassing. I got it in the middle of the day. We were walking to lunch. It was a Friday. Mm-hmm. And we had a male teacher with us, and it was just like, it was one of the most embarrassing experiences of my life. I went down to the nurse. She asked me, this is your first period? I'm just like, yeah. And like, it was an entire thing. And so I was like, I wasn't willing at first to share it because I thought it would be embarrassing, like my first period. But like after talking with them, I became more open to it. And now I'm just like, oh, I have my period. That's fine.
What do you think changed for you? Why is it not embarrassing anymore?
I think because we were able to talk about it, I knew that other people were going through the same thing I was. At first, I thought, oh, I'm alone. Nobody's going to know what I'm going through. But we're all going through the same thing or, like, similar things. So we don't have to be afraid to talk about it when everybody knows what's going on. We just don't say it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Raizel, I'll ask you this one. What does marshmallow mean? What does that word mean at your school?
Okay. So marshmallow is kind of it is the code word that was used here at our school. Like, if you were to go to administration or, like, the main office, you would have to ask for a marshmallow if you wanted a pad. But that actually has changed here. Like, now we can just openly say a pad.
Wait, hold on. So was that an official policy? That was, like, a school policy? Don't say pad, you have to say marshmallow?
It wasn't an official school policy, I think, because also the administration, it was just kind of an unspoken rule that if you went into the main office, that's just what you had to say. But since the podcast, we've also been receiving oodles and oodles of menstrual products. So my classroom is basically now a holding cell for pads and tampons and what have you. So now they just come to me and ask me, and I'm like, yeah, great, let's hand out some pads.
So there's no hiding it now.
And it's not just the 8th grade girls who are on the podcast. It's other female teachers. It's other girls from other grades. Even the boys are, instead of being grossed out by it or saying, like, ew, nasty, now they'll stand up for the girls and say, like, no, it's not gross. It's natural. Why would it be gross? And they get all worked up, too.
Kathleen, let me ask you this. You don't just tell your own stories in the podcast. You also include some research that you've done, important facts about the pink tax, and the number of code words like marshmallow that women around the world use to refer to everything relating to periods. Tell me a little bit about what sort of research you did before putting the podcast together and why you decided it was important to include a lot of those facts along with all of your personal stories.
Well, like, personal stories are important, but also, like, we wanted to figure out, like, how many women and how many people were being affected by the things that we're talking about, like pink tax and stuff. We wanted to be able to be, like, a verifiable source, not just a source of what we went through. We wanted to see what other people went through and how they went through it. So we went on the computers and decided that we needed to find some statistics, and we kind of just searched them up and tried to find, like, good sources that were trustworthy so that we could give everybody good information.
Mm-hmm. Raizel, I'm curious, within your own friend group, is it that you would ever talk about your period with your friends but do it quietly, or was this podcast sort of the first opportunity you all had to be really honest with each other about these stories?
I mean, That's kind of a difficult question because my friend group, we don't really mind talking about it, but it just wasn't someone that, it just wasn't like a, not normal, but it just wasn't a frequent conversation topic. Mm-hmm. But then once we got into the podcast, it's like we talk so much about periods. And now even sometimes if we're learning about things in class, we'll realize, oh, that can do with periods. And we'll start like connecting things to periods. So now it just became a hobby.
It became a hobby. Periods have become your hobby. Yeah. Give me an example of that. What's something that came up in the classroom and you were like, oh, that has to do with periods?
The other day in history, we were learning about reproductive rights. And they were talking about the birth control pill and how it, like, was put in effect. And then they were, like, the teacher asked, oh, does anyone know what other effects it has? And I actually raised my hand and mentioned that that birth control actually does help, like, with your period and, like, the cramps and stuff. And they were like, oh, they didn't even know that. So, yeah, that's kind of how we just keep talking about periods.
So, yeah, tell me what it's been like for you now that you're back in school and this podcast has been very widely circulated. How have other kids responded to it? Do you think it's sort of changed the culture at all in your school?
Yeah, it definitely did. A lot of teachers are really supportive and the principal is really supportive. And then my, like, the other friends that weren't involved in this, like, they're really proud of us. And the boys are always saying they're proud of us and they're kind of like, they don't seem so like disgusted by periods anymore, but it's not something like that, oh, they always want to talk about, but they don't mind as much anymore.
Gotta take baby steps. I guess that's better than before, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Now I'm able to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now I'm able to say just, oh, I'm like, I have cramps and stuff, and like they actually comfort me instead of just like, ew, and like move away.
Right. Do you think there's other steps that your school could take to be more period friendly?
Yeah, like putting pads and tampons inside the bathroom so that we don't actually have to go to the nurse or Ms. Hawk or like the administration to ask for them. And also taking down the signs that tell us how to put like hot PR pads because it like really emphasizes that no one should see them.
Oh, so there were signs in the bathroom that were telling you how to handle your feminine products?
Yeah.
What did the signs say?
These signs, right? The signs are on every single wall. They say specifically, like, don't let anyone see your feminine products, and like, make sure you like in the picture, this is woman. She has it tucked right down all the way deep into her purse, and like, it's on every single wall. Like, if you don't see it, you're going to see it, and it's
there's no way to avoid it.
Right. They're encouraging us to hide something that shouldn't be hid.
So NPR came to your school once you won the competition and interviewed you all about the podcast. And there was one thing that someone in your group said that really stood out to me. I'm not sure who it was, but Raizel, maybe you can respond to this. Someone said, the best part that we won is that we're people of color from the Bronx. And I heard all of you, like, you were all snapping your fingers in the background in agreement. Can you talk about that? Why does that feel so significant?
It's so significant because we're kind of seen as a minority because we are women and because we are people of color, and we do live in the Bronx. So it's like we're not really known for positive things over here. It's kind of more like violence and stuff. But then we were able to, now we're giving it like a different type of light. And so like I have family members that live in the Bronx, and they're actually calling me because of the interviews they're seeing on like our local news, like, oh, I saw you. And it wasn't like, oh, I saw like something that you were involved in violence. It's like, I see you doing a good thing for your community and for your school.
Maybe you should come up with a new campaign for the Bronx. Like, come to the Bronx. We'll talk about our periods. And start a whole campaign. Are there any plans to make more episodes of the podcast? And maybe, Shataz, could you talk about that?
Yeah, so we've been getting so much support nationwide. GoFundMe has approached us about sponsoring a podcast that we could possibly start in our school and then feature young girls moving forward talking about topics that are generally taboo, things like that they've experienced that they've been stigmatized for. And I was like, we just made a 4-minute and 31-second podcast. I thought that was the end of the road, but apparently not. So now I'm thinking, like, maybe I should make this an after school club, or, you know, maybe we should try this again next year. Who knows? We might win again. But definitely this is not the end of the road for us.
My guests have been joining me at the end of their school day, no less, so thanks for skipping out on a little class for us. From Bronx Prep Middle School teachers Shataz Hawk and podcasters Kathleen Restitujo and Razel Febles, thank you all for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
And that's our show. Thank you for listening to All of It. Join us every weekday at noon here on WNYC. And in the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at All of It WNYC. All of It is produced by Megan Ryan, Rosie Guerin, Catherine Millsop, Ursula Sommer, Simon Close, Jordan Loff, and Pilar Belendez-Deche. Matt Morando is our engineer, and Luscious Jackson does our theme music. Special thanks to our weekly contributors here, Charlie Herman, Kate Hines, Clemency Burton-Hill, Andy Lancet, who you heard today, also Jen Chung, Jen Carlson, Ben Yakis, and the entire team at Gothamist. I'm Shamita Basu. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.